Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I know it's a little late for today's podcast, but better late than never. Today's topic will be about... I have no idea. I thought you guys were supposed to tell me what to talk about. No. I did get in the mail my Christmas present for myself that I ordered in November, and it just got here, a sweater and a hat from Yes Theory, the Seek Discomfort sweater and hat. So I'm wearing them right now, so pretty cool. I'm excited about that. I was waiting a long time for them to get in, and it was... Because they had a episode in November, and Thomas flew to, I believe, Afghanistan, or Iraq or Afghanistan, I forgot which one. I've been to both, so same thing, different day. But they, while they were there... They stayed with this teacher who, you know, people come into the country and then they stay with him and he takes them around, make sure they stay safe and whatever. And well, he was building a school there. And so they donated, you know, like $10,000 for, so he could finish his school and have enough money to run it and everything. And then they asked if people wanted to donate money, then they could buy merchandise from the store for like 2 days. And so I went on and I bought me a hoodie and a hat. And then they gave me two Seek Discomfort flags, for free. But it was, normally I don't buy merchandise like this. I generally don't, but the story touched me, and I really wanted to, because I've been there. I've seen those kids. I've seen the lives they live, and how, I mean, you can't even put it in a nice way. It sucks. It sucks growing up, and I can't even imagine growing up in a place like that. Like, it sucks just visiting. I mean, obviously, I was visiting in the context of being in the military, so of course. But I saw enough of the country and talked with a lot of the natives. Talked with a lot of them. We had our interpreters we could talk to, and I learned a lot about it. And then just driving through the streets, you see it. You see what, you know, you see dogs hung up for sale for meat because they don't have anything else. You see just living in this little mud hut. But they'll be in like this mud hut with a straw roof and a fucking satellite sticking out so they can have internet. It's crazy. It really is. But I really believe bringing internet and knowledge to places like that is the key. There was a story, I think they even made a movie about it, about in Africa, in a poor village, he didn't get internet, but he got books, and he would walk however far, and just get books and books, and just read and read and read, and get that knowledge, and he ended up building a windmill. You know, he had no formal education, but he just kept reading and reading and gaining the knowledge that he needed and built a windmill that provided power for the village. And that village beforehand had zero electricity. But he saw they needed it, and then he found the solution and did it, and everyone thought he was crazy. And then once they had electricity, they didn't think he was that crazy anymore. But when you think about, go watch, go, I don't, actually, I'm not even gonna tell you. I'm not saying you should watch YouTube because I've given it up, but if you happen to be on YouTube, there's a cool channel called, I can't remember what it's called. It's like Untold Stories. Untold Stories or Hidden Places. But it's really, I mean, they go and show Unreported World. That was it. Unreported World. There's one of those. Look through their videos. There's one about not having clean water in some of the poorer African places. Some of the poorer countries where they have no clean water. And they walk like 15 miles a day with jugs just to get dirty water. Not even clean water. They walk that far to get mud water. But that's the only water source. And it's so dangerous because you have these gangs that patrol between the water supply and the villages. And then kill them, and I mean it's legit crazy, and like people, unless you live in Flint, Michigan, which then I'll understand, but if you live in anywhere else, and I'm not laughing at Flint, Michigan. I'm just saying like I wouldn't drink the water in Flint, Michigan either, but at least you have water. It's just like. Like everyone in the United States has water, whether it's clean or what, that's a different story. But in this video, you see like little kids drinking out of this creek that they use as a water source, and it's nasty looking water, nasty. And they're drinking it and then vomiting, and then drinking it, then vomiting, and. They're explaining it to the viewers, and they're saying like the water makes them sick, but if they don't drink it, they'll die. So they have to drink it because it's the only thing. And I was just thinking in my head, like, why don't they boil the water? They might not even know you have to boil water. Like, I don't know. I've never been there. There's a lot of people who have developed these filter systems that you can use in places like that. But the problem is those people can't even afford food. How are they gonna buy one of those filters? And sure there's companies and they buy a couple thousand of them and they send them over there. But that's nothing. You're talking about billions of people with no water. And you send a couple thousand over and say, oh, that's good. Give yourself a pat on the back. No. It's crazy. Like, you have to have a different perspective to have a happy life. And I think by visualizing things like this, you see that you have it good. Like, I saw like craziness over the last few years. I've seen, people flipping out on social media about how Starbucks got their order wrong. Are you fucking kidding me? For one, you're an idiot for paying 7, 8 bucks for a coffee. And then two, like, literally, that's the worst thing that happens in your day is they get your Starbucks coffee wrong when you could have to walk 10 miles, whatever, to get water and have to drink muddy piss water and then go home and eat like a few pieces of rice and a stick of bread, or like, I don't know if that, you know? I mean, there's so many people dying from no water, from dirty water, or no water, or no food. That's the biggest crisis in the world right now. But people are bitching and complaining. Oh, we don't have freedom. There's racism everywhere. Oh, give me a fucking break. Like, I'm not saying racism doesn't exist. I'm just saying the fact that you're in the freest country in the world, saying that the reason you're not successful is because of racism, is a joke when some of the richest people in America are black. Some of the wealthiest stockbrokers are black. Some of the biggest movie stars, Morgan Freeman, Samuel L. Jackson, Will Smith. I last time I checked, they were all filthy rich and black. You know what the difference between them are? Those two people, the people bitching and the people rich, they worked their ass off. That's the difference. You can play the victim mentality and say racism is keeping me down, or you can work your ass off and be rich. I mean, it's really common sense. Like, if you work your ass off at something, you will succeed. You may fail and fail and fail again, but if you keep going, you will succeed. That's why they call it the 1%. It's not they're lucky and they like won the lottery 1%. It's because only 1% of the people are willing to work their ass off and put in the amount of work needed to be the best, to be successful. I could do a lot of things with my life, but I'm happy with my life. I'm not complaining. The thing is, if you're, say you're not rich, but you're happy with your life, then good for you. You don't need to go work your ass off for more money. If you're happy with your situation, then good for you. Just like me. I don't want to work any more than I have to at the moment. I have enough work between my normal, 9-to-5 job and doing the podcast on the side. Raising kids. Like, I got enough on my plate. I don't need to stay up all night trying to build a business or some shit. Because I mean, obviously, I'd always take more money, but I don't need more money. I have enough to pay my bills, and I'm happy with my life. So, I'm not complaining. That's the difference. If you're complaining and not doing anything, there's a problem. So when you hear people complaining about why they can't do this and why they can't do that, just tell them to do it. They need to just stop complaining. All the complaining takes so much energy and time. I was listening to a podcast yesterday and they were talking about all the hate that they're getting. It takes people more time to find someone they want to piss off for the day, type a nasty comment, and post it. Like, you have no life if you're doing that. If you're literally just searching the internet to post bad comments to people, you must be lonely and your life must suck. Because I don't have time for that shit. I don't have time to go around the internet looking for people to bring down. That's just retarded. And for the people who are getting hate, Ignore that shit. Someone else's, someone, some keyboard warrior fucking should not alter your mood or your perception of yourself. Like, someone on the other side of the country, on the other side of the world, should not be able to ruin your day by typing a nasty comment to you. You need to ignore that shit, block them, ban them, whatever. You don't need the negativity in your life. Hope that helps. Hope this was a decent podcast. I did not do the video podcast today. But if you want to catch the three videos that are already up on the new YouTube, which is called Rumble, RUMBLE, at The Schizophrenia Life, go on over there and check out the first three video podcast. And I'll be back on video tomorrow. I just didn't feel like it. I mean, it's already 10 p.m. and honestly, I'm exhausted. So I wanted to at least get the podcast done. I did my writing and my workout, and I was just like, all right, let's just get something out there because I said I would do it, so I did it. Have a wonderful day or evening, I guess. And oh, wait a minute, hold up. I forgot to mention, I wanted to mention it yesterday because it happened yesterday, and then I forgot, but I have a friend and a very long supporter of the podcast, went to basic training yesterday, joining the military. So hopefully she stays safe, has fun, gets through it, survives. And yeah, wishing her the best of luck. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that. I mean, obviously she won't be able to listen to the podcast for the next 6 months of training, but it's I think I had told her originally she shouldn't join, but just it, you gotta have the right, I don't know, not everyone's made for the military, but I think she's gonna do great, and I think she's gonna be very successful. You know, there are just people who I knew I would be in the military since I still remember September 11th, 2001, sitting in my living room watching the TV. And that day in 2001, I said, I will go fight. I wasn't old enough at the time, but I wanted to go fight. As soon as that happened, I wanted to go fight and support my country. And so I waited. 2006, a couple years later, I was 17, joined active duty, and went and fought. So I knew from the like the I knew for a long time I'd be in the military. I thought I would be in longer than I was, but you know, shit happens. Retired early, and that's that. But I still miss the military. You know, there's a lot of politics and crap that is in the military, but we broke it into two categories. There were garrison soldiers, and there were deployment soldiers. Deployment soldiers were good on deployment and fucked up in garrison. And the garrison soldiers were the ones who were good at politics and good in garrison, didn't really like to go on the deployments. I was more of a deployment soldier. I feel like every time when it came to Garrison, it was just you had too much downtime, which gave you an opportunity to do stupid shit. Like, on a deployment, it's like go, go, go 7 days a week for the entire deployment. You don't have time to do stupid shit. Like, you do your job. And in Garrison, then you have you have alcohol, you have all this other stuff, and just different. I'm way off topic. I will end it here, because I don't even know. I'm lost again. Did y'all check the name of the podcast? It was The Schizophrenia Life. Love y'all. Hope you have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you tomorrow.